Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, isn't it a grand and glorious thrill to hear the family praise a special dinner of yours? Of course it is. And you can bet that compliments will come fast and furious every time you serve Kroger quality beef. What a tasty treat. Tender? Yes, ma'am. Delicious? Yes, sirree. Why, it's just brimming with flavory rich juices, with delicious tenderness. Just think what a wonderful thrill it'll be for you to surprise your family with a tender, juicy steak, or a crusty brown roast of beef. Or perhaps the folks at your house go for savory beef stew, or boiled beef with horseradish. Well, no matter which main dish you choose, you'll find the delightful goodness of Kroger quality beef will please the entire family. Remember, Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the best beef on the market today. And not only is it the best grade of beef available, it's also priced for real thrift. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's deliciously tasty and tender, and it's available now at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny has finally explained the reason why her job with Mrs. Carrie Carlson has to be done in secret. She's told Johnny Keith and Professor Rogers all about it, and they've passed it on to Freddie. Nora Williams is the only one who hasn't heard all the details. So while doing the dinner dishes, Penny explains it to her.
Nora, why don't you dry the dishes for a while and let me finish washing them?
No, we might as well finish the way we started, Miss Gibbs. Crickets, there are only a few pots left, that's all.
Oh, that's good. Frankly, there's nothing I despise more than doing dishes.
Well, I can't say I love doing them, Miss Gibbs. But when there's somebody to talk to while you're doing them, it isn't so bad.
I know.
Go on about Barry Carlton, Miss Gibbs.
All right, where was I?
Well, you told me all about how you found him and how he owed a lot of money to a gambler and couldn't pay it. But you didn't tell me why everything you did had to be so secret.
Well, it had to be done in secret for a very good reason, Nora.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. King, the man that Barry Carlton owed so much money to, didn't know that Barry was the son of Carrie Carlton.
Oh, yes, Mr. Carlton called himself Barry Smith, didn't he?
Yeah. But if Mr. King had found out Mrs. Carlton's mother was wealthy, well, he'd have made her pay much more than her son owed. And maybe have blackmailed her for more than a long time.
Oh, I see what happened. When you went to see Mr. King, he thought the money for Mr. Carlton's debt was coming from you and not from Mrs. Carlton.
Huh? Well, I think he had an idea that I was getting the money from somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I look as though I can afford the kind of money I paid him.
But he didn't care where the money was coming from, did he? Not as long as he got it.
That's just about it, Nora. And when Mr. Carlton's debt was paid in full, Mr. King released him from all obligations.
What obligations, Miss Gibbs?
Well, Nora, Mr. King wasn't only a gambler. He was the head of a smuggling syndicate, and he was just about to force Mr. Carlton to work for him.
Oh, wouldn't that have been awful?
It would have ruined Mr. Carlton and probably shortened his mother's life by many years, Nora.
Oh, crickets, but I'm glad everything's all right now, though. I heard Freddie say that Mr. King was caught by the police.
Yes, he was. And that closes the whole matter forever.
Nora?
Hmm?
Nora, I thought the pots belonged on this shelf, but it's full of plates.
Oh, I don't put the pots up there anymore, Miss Gibbs. I keep them in the lower cupboard there.
Okay.
Saves a lot of reaching.
Right down here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you don't mind if I've sort of rearranged things since I've been here.
No, darling. You arrange the kitchen to suit yourself. After all, you do most of the cooking.
Oh, it is much more convenient keeping the pot down there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Funny. I've been keeping them up there on the shelf and reaching for them for years. But it just shows you. You can get into a habit with almost everything.
Daddy says there's a right way and a wrong way of doing everything, and the easy way is the right way.
Nora, your father is right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on, are we finished?
Oh, just these two pots to dry and we're done. You take one and I'll take the other and we're finished.
We're finished.
Till tomorrow, you mean.
Oh, crickets, isn't it awful? The dishes are really never done, are they?
No. But as long as you can laugh about it, you're all right.
I think in my house, when I get married, I'm going to have nothing but paper dishes. And then after every meal, I can just throw them away.
Well, that is a very noble thought. But can you imagine what it'd be like eating beef stew or soup in paper plates?
Well, maybe somebody will invent paper plates that won't fall apart. Miss Gibbs, now that you've found Mr. Carlton and everything is all right, I guess you're not going to work for Mrs. Carlton anymore. Or are you?
Yes, Nora, I'm keeping my job with her.
Oh.
I'm what she likes to call a confidential secretary. Only, from now on, my work for her isn't going to be so confidential. It'll have to be secret.
Oh, Crickets, am I glad to know that. It was just awful with everything being so secret and mysterious.
Well, Nora, I didn't like being secret about everything. It was kind of a strain on my nerves. And I know that I was upsetting everyone. Nora, look, I hated to do that.
We were awful worried about you a lot of times, Miss Gibbs, all of us.
I know you were, darling. And there was a good side to that, in a way. I found out who my friends were.
Daddy says you always find out who your friends are when you're in trouble and need help.
That you do. Oh, I've been terribly fooled by what you call fair-weather friends, Nora. As much as I hate to say it, most of the people in this world are friends of the fair-weather variety.
I wonder why that is, Miss Gibbs.
Oh, I don't know. It's just the way the majority of people are made, I guess. Or maybe it's because most people are thoughtless.
Daddy says thoughtlessness is no excuse for anything.
Sometimes, Nora, it is. And some people do wrong things only because they can't help it.
They don't know any better?
They don't know any better, darling. Or they're influenced by the wrong people.
Oh.
You know, I think maybe that was the trouble in Barry Carlton's case.
Oh, he's awfully nice. You'd never think to look at him that he'd get into trouble. I guess this last time was the first time, wasn't it?
No, Nora, it wasn't. Barry's been in trouble before. The same kind of trouble.
You mean his mother had to pay his debts for him before?
Well, she's had to pay gambling debts for him before and get him out of other scrapes too, Nora, but she's never had to get him out of a difficulty as great as the one with Mr. King.
Crickets, Miss Gibbs, how can such a nice man be so bad?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that Barry Carlton's bad, darling. At least, I'm not going to say so until I know him better, if I ever do. But one thing I do know about him, Nora, he's spoiled and weak, and that's obvious.
Most rich people are, aren't they, Miss Gibbs?
No. No, there are some very rich people who work hard and do wonderful things with their money. But I'm afraid that Barry Carlton isn't one of them.
Well, come on, let's get the pans up on... Oh, they belong down in the lower cupboard, don't they?
You sure you don't mind, Miss Gibbs?
No, dear, I think the new place is an immense improvement over the old.
No,
Oh, done and out of sight.
Okay,
let's go in the living room and sit down. I'm tired.
Just as soon as I empty out this dishpan and put it away.
So long since I've done dishes myself, I've forgotten most of the details.
Oh, Nora, you don't know what a help you are to me.
Well, I enjoy being here, Miss Gibbs.
I hope you'll always enjoy it.
Well, as long as you're here and the baby's here, I'll enjoy it. Oh, hand me that dish towel, will you, Miss Gibbs?
No, I'll do it.
No, I can do it in a jiffy. See?
Nora, you're spoiling me.
Yes, sir, I'm going to turn into a lady of leisure if you stay around here too long.
Maybe you'd better leave, Nora.
Oh, Miss Gibbs.
Oh, Nora, I was only joking, darling. I wouldn't let you leave if you wanted to.
Oh, I hope I never want to.
I hope you don't either, because...
At the door, I'll get it. Now you get out of the kitchen and hurry up about it. Do you hear me?
I'm all through, Miss Gibbs.
Just a minute. I'm coming.
Hiya, Penny.
Hello, Johnny. Come on in.
Thanks. Here's that letter you were waiting for. I met the special delivery man at the gate. I signed for it.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Seems to be an awfully thin letter.
Yeah, it does.
Well, if it's bad news, it can't be much bad news.
You don't mind if I read it right now, do you?
No, not at all. By the way, I called Mapleton this afternoon, Penny. I phoned Jed's office.
Uh-huh.
Funny thing, they say he isn't working there anymore.
Well, has he quit?
Well, they wouldn't say. All they'd say was he doesn't work here anymore. Well, maybe that letter explains.
I don't know. I haven't finished reading it. Wait a minute now. It's really just a note.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Hmm?
Well, I can't... Well, maybe it isn't.
Maybe it isn't what?
Johnny Jed's ill. He quit his job in Mapleton and he had to.
What?
Mother's bringing him home. She says it isn't serious and for me not to worry. But, I don't believe that. You know Mother Johnny.
Well, you think she's just letting you have the truth in easy stages, huh?
I don't know. It'll be just like her. Oh, Johnny, if anything's happened to Jed, it'll kill Mother.
It's the most important thing in her life. The very most.
Oh, crickets, Freddie. I'd rather have you talk than sing.
Oh, I wasn't singing, Nora. I was just humming.
Why?
Well, because I think good when I hum.
Oh, what were you thinking about just then?
That it's a nice night for a walk. Even if it is a little bit chilly. Ain't cold, eh?
When I hold on to your arm, how can I be cold, Freddie?
Oh, cut out the gush, will you?
Oh, Crickets, Freddie, can't I say anything nice to you without you calling it awful names?
I'm sorry, Crickets. You can say anything you like.
No, I can't.
No? Well, why not?
Daddy says it isn't right for girls to come right out and say things.
Well, now, look, who are you out walking with? Your old man or with me?
Oh, Freddie, don't be angry. Daddy's right.
Yeah, sure, I know. That old man of yours is right about almost everything. He sure was right when he picked you for a daughter.
Oh, a lot of picking he did. One day Mother told him she was going to have a baby, and a little while later, there I was. Daddy says I was an awful-looking little thing.
Well, so what, Nora? They tell me they all look like little things out of Mars when they're brand new like that. Hey, Crickets, are you sure you're not cold?
Oh, honestly, I'm not.
Your nose looks a little red.
I'm warm inside.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Know why?
Well, I like to think that maybe it's the same reason that I'm warm inside. Same reason I don't mind getting up in the middle of the night and going out to work. Same reason I like to come home and look at you and listen to your voice and even to hear you giggle.
Oh, Freddie, don't tease me about the way I giggle. I can't help it.
Oh, I'm not teasing you, Crickets. And don't you go teasing me for going soft and weak for you either. I can't help that.
If you could help it, would you stop liking me?
No, Crickets, never. You know, I'm a guy that nothing good ever happened to until you came along. And I'm going to do everything I can to see that you keep on happening to me. The rest of my life.
Looks like Freddie is really deeply in love with Nora. And if Jed is ill and coming home to Rossville, what effect will it have on the future happiness of Penny Gibbs? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Lady, we'd like to have a private word with you. There's something important we want you to know about beef, and it's this. The best beef that's available on today's market is Kroger quality beef. Yes, Kroger quality beef is deliciously tender and juicy, and it's your own 100% correct answer to what shall I have for dinner. Now is the time to serve the dinner that's sure to please everybody. Now is the time to thrill your folks with a delicious beef dinner. Surprise them by serving boiled beef with a tangy horseradish sauce to enhance the goodness of savory meat. Delight them with roast beef that's crusty brown and juicy red. Or satisfy those vigorous appetites with a magnificent steak. Whatever their favorite may be, your family will be thrilled with the delicious tenderness and juiciness of Kroger quality beef. So don't delay. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store for the finest beef values in town. Be sure to remember this, ladies. Remember that Kroger quality beef is available only at your neighborhood Kroger store. It's an exclusive Kroger feature. Beef that's carefully selected from the best beef on the market today. And not only is Kroger quality beef the best grade available, it's also priced for real thrift. So be sure to get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.